Well, if you're a movie fan, you know that the big blockbuster this summer is Independence Day. It's the story of how aliens come and attack the planet, only to be defeated the next day by a band of never-say-die Earthlings. Lately, Hollywood has been portraying aliens as the marauding bandits coming to Earth to destroy us. It's certainly a far cry, isn't it, from the touchy-feely extraterrestrial movies of the 1980s. So, are aliens our galactic good neighbors, or space invaders of the worst kind? To find out, Dan Lessard had a chat with Michel Deschamps, who happens to be an amateur UFOologist just outside of Sudbury.
Michel, are aliens our friend or our foes? What do you think?
I'm not sure. Some people believe, in particular the abductees, the people who get repeatedly abducted, somewhat develop an unusual relationship in the long run after having been abducted repeatedly. In the beginning, I guess, you know, you're taken against your will. They may not like that, but they somehow are willing to accept them, you know, somewhat. Other people are not so quick to jump on the bandwagon and accept them with open arms. I'm certainly not one of those people because I like familiarity, and something that comes from someplace else can no more be trusted than your fellow human being.
In the movie Independence Day, of course, the aliens invade Earth with the sole purpose of stealing, killing, and destroying. Do you think that that plot is plausible for real aliens? Do you think they would come to Earth specifically to pillage us?
Well, I've had a lot of people say that or think about that, and I told them, well, if that was what their intentions were, they could have easily done it 40 years ago, 20 years ago, or even 160 years ago. Doesn't make any difference. We don't have the kind of defenses that we need to repel them. I myself don't believe that they're here to invade us and kill us and take the planet over for their own usage.
So why are they coming here?
Well, you know, it's a different kind of invasion, I guess, or intrusion. I mean, they are coming here and mutilating animals. They are coming here abducting humans. They are coming here in broad daylight as well as nighttime, flying over large cities as well as rural areas, causing power blackouts. Who knows why they're coming here, apart from what we're getting from the abductees.
Do we have something that they don't have that they want?
Yeah, probably.
What's that?
Well, in particular, in terms of genetic makeup, they don't seem to have, from what's been reported, they don't seem to have the emotions that we have. Especially during the abductions, they don't seem to care for their subjects that much. They're just there to do a job. They take the samples they need, and then they bring the people back with either partial or total amnesia, which can sometimes be broken through with the help of hypnotic regression.
Now, let me go back to the movie Independence
Yep.
Day. I don't want to give away the whole plot, but for those who haven't seen it, the Earthlings, us, rise to the occasion and defeat the aliens using a combination of Morse code and nuclear weapons. You don't think we'd have a hope in heck of repelling an alien attack?
An attack, it would be pretty hard to repel. I mean, one single object, there are very, very firm rumors out there that the military in the States have weapons that are called electromagnetic pulse devices, weapons. And they've got two different devices, but I only know of the one, where it actually does, it disables anything that has an electromagnetic field. And supposedly they used it on a large, very large craft. Very close to the same area where the TWA flight crashed. That was done in 1989, and there was another one similar event that was actually done in 1992 near New York City. And the device has been photographed. It's at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. You have a lot of money and a lot of backing, you can pretty well come up with something.
All that being said, could we win the War of the Worlds?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
One last question before you go, and again, based on the movie Independence Day.
Sure.
They came en masse and just hovered over our cities. It wasn't in secret. It wasn't covert. It was right out there for everyone to see. Do you think that we are one day going to have such an encounter?
Well, if I were to know that we were not going to be invaded, per se, or attacked or killed, that kind of invasion, I would almost like to see, because I think we've been so arrogant for many, many, many years, thanks to astronomers and the like, that we're the only ones out in the universe, and the old cliche of saying, well, it's possible that there's life out there. I think seeing large ships over large cities all over the world about the same time would be enough to give everybody a swift kick in the pants and wake up.
And what are these things going to look like?
Well, actually, that's another good question, because most people are looking for exotic forms, and basically it's what Hollywood is portraying in this movie. To everybody's surprise, they would find that the shape, the basic structure of alien beings is pretty mundane and boring, because they pretty well look like us. They have a lot of similarities. They have two arms, two legs, a body, and a head. The heads may be larger. They may not have any hair at all. The eyes might be large, slanted black, almond-shaped. But basically, we have the same structure. Now, you know, don't ask me about, you know, reproductive organs or whatever. I don't know too much about that. I've seen a lot of references made to different autopsies where they don't seem to have any sexual organs, females or males. But that's pretty well the big shocker to any biologist, is to find out that life out there, especially intelligent life, there may be some other, you know, creepy crawly bugs out there, but we're talking highly intelligent life that has the limbs to control and navigate a spacecraft.
And you sure can't do that if you have tentacles, at least I think, anyway.
No.
Michelle, it's been great talking to you, sir. Thank you very much.
Same here, anytime.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Michel Beauchamp. He is an amateur ufologist in Hanmer. He obviously hasn't been to Newfoundland. Now, if you'd like to find out more about alien encounters right here in Northern Ontario, you can do that on the World Wide Web. Use search engine called Yahoo and look for Northern Ontario UFO Research.